Senate will come to order. Messages from the House.
March 4th, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 524. Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill number 288, Certificate of Authority, High Voltage Transmission Line. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 33, noes 27. I guess. That's all one. March the 4th, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 523, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill number 114, Community Colleges Amendments. The House adopted Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 60. March 4th, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 520, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number one. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the Light Committee number one from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 69. The House conferees are Representative Berger, Chairman, Representatives Miller and Shepperson. Message number 504, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill number 69, Drivers Education Program Funding. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 27, noes 33. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number one to meet with a like committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Message number 521, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number one. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the Light Committee number one from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 144. The House conferees are Representative Wallace, Chairman, Representative Brechtel and Meyer. Message number 503, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill number 61, Revisers Bill, ayes 60. Message number 505, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill 85, Motor Vehicle Chain Law, ayes 60. Message number 506, concurrence passed. House Bill 118, Uniform Prudent Management of Institutional Funds Act, ayes 59, noes 1. Message number 507, concurrence passed. House Bill 130, State Parks Matching Account, ayes 60. Message number 510, concurrence passed. House Bill number 161, Serve Wyoming, ayes 57, noes 3. House Bill number 511, concurrence passed. House Bill number 179, Phase 2 Study I-80 Tolling, ayes 40, noes 20. Message number 512, concurrence passed. House Bill number 191, Motor Carrier Transportation Contracts, ayes 60. Message number 513, concurrence passed. House Bill number 211, Veterans License Plates, ayes 60. Message number 514, concurrence passed. House Bill number 222, Establishment of Private Roads, ayes 59, noes 1. Message number 515, concurrence passed. House Bill number 230, Vehicle Sales and Use Tax 2, ayes 59, noes 1. Message number 516, concurrence passed. House Bill number 239, Bighorn Basin Discovery Center, ayes 59, excused 1. Message number 517, concurrence passed. House Bill number 294, Prescription Drug Database, ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. Message number 518, concurrence passed. House Bill number 298, Medical Practice Acts Revisions, ayes 58, excused 1, conflict 1. And message number 519, concurrence passed. House Bill 299, School Facilities Budget Process, ayes 58, noes 2. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. March 4th, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 508, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill 144, Transparency in Government. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 6, noes 54. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee, number 1, to meet with like committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both parties. Message number 509, concurrence failed. House Bill number 160, Constituent Servants Allowance. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 1, noes 59. Message number 522, Conferees Appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 160. The House conferees are Representative Landon, Chairman, Representatives Bagby and Yagi. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
The appointments to conference committees on House Bill 69, Honeycutt, Chairman, Massey and Von Platerin. On House Bill 144, Bebout, Chairman, Sessions, and Myers. And House Bill 160, Landon, Chairman, Martin, and Jennings. Joint Conference Committee reports. Senator Coe, are you ready on message 435?
Yes, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 47, Hathaway Student Scholarship Program Administration. Reference House Message Number 435.
Senator Coe.
Excuse me. Signing for the Senate, Senator Coe, Chairman, Senator Schiffer and Von Platerin. Signing for the House, Representative McComey, Chairman, Representatives Harshman and Teeters.
And Mr. President.
Senator Coe.
I move that the Senate adopt the Joint Conference Committee report, reference message 435, on Senate File 47. Members of the Senate, as you might remember, this deals with the Hathaway program and had four distinct parts to it. As it came over from the House, They amended out the sign language addition to it. So we ended up having a discussion about the sign language sign and the work keys program. As you look at the conference committee report, you'll see we put back in $25,000 for the Hathaway sign language. We added a paragraph of new language in addition to any other non-general funds or non-foundation program account funds available for purposes of this section, which combines shall not exceed $50,000. We added this in case we could add stimulus money to the 25. We also added some new language on page 2, line 11, to deliver courses in American Sign Language, which may include distance education or concurrent enrollment. We wanted to be able to use the WEN program. Then we got into the work keys discussion. When it all settled out, we came off the $75,000, put $30,000 down. So we kind of rolled over to the house, went in and deleted students and inserted seniors. We had quite a discussion on work keys as to when a student could take that. We finally ended up on page 2, you'll see on page 5, line 23, a senior can come in at a date determined by the school district and shall apply to high school seniors who have not previously taken the work keys job skills assessment. So we had quite a discussion with the House. We went back a couple of times. They got to us a little bit, but we were able to save the sign language part. I'd urge that you adopt the Joint Conference Committee report.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee report number 1, reference message 435, Senate file 47. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson. Aye. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case, Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
DeCaria,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Honeycutt,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
no.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross excused. Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 27 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on message 435, reference to Senate file 47. Senator Coe, are you ready on message 405?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill Number 114, Community Colleges Amendments, reference Senate Message Number 405. Signing for the House, Representative McComey, Chairman, Representatives Patton and Qualberg. Signing for the Senate, Senator Coe, Chairman, Senators Bebout and Von Flatern.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, I move the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on message 405, being original House Bill 114, Community College Amendments. Everything you see until you get over to page 25 is out of the Standing Committee Amendment in the Senate. Where we had the discussion with the House goes into Section 6, which was the hold harmless provision. We felt, with the amendment that we had on our standing committee, that if we had to come in and make cuts of 5 or 10%, we shouldn't hold harmless to community colleges any different from anybody else. Where we had the big discussion was on that provision. What we ended up doing, as you'll see on page 25, line 11, rather than ensure, we come in with the word recommend and restructure the language. Only recommend, not try to ensure that the community colleges with their four mills are held harmless. That's all the amendment did, or that's all the Joint Conference Committee did. You'll see it on page 25, line 11, 25, line 12, 25, line 14, and 25, line 17 and 20. That's what the Joint Conference Committee report does. I'd urge that you adopt the Joint Conference Committee report.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, reference message 405 to House Bill 114, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
No.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
No.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Ross excused. Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
No.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
No.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 19 ayes, 10 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on message 405, reference House Bill 114. Message 371. Are you ready, Senator Bebout?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 288, Certificate of Authority High Voltage Transmission Line, reference Senate Message Number 371. Signing for the House, Representative Lockhart, Chairman, Representative Stewart and Stubson. Signing for the Senate, Senators Bebout, Chairman, Senator Geis.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the adoption of Joint Conference Committee report to Senate Message Number 371, reference House Bill 288, and I would ask this body to vote aye. Mr. President, this is not an unfamiliar bill to this body. It deals with high-voltage transmission lines. And if you recall, when this bill first showed up from the House, it appeared to be a simple bill. They went into existing language and removed the word shall and inserted the word may. And when it came to the floor of the Senate, there was a lot of concern, and I would add valid concern about the trying to deal with the private property rights and certain issues that exist out there when these high-voltage transmission lines are being constructed across the state of Wyoming. One of the things that I want to explain to the body that became very clear, and if you look at the language under the PSC relative to this under 37-2-204-205, it's really not clear about how many certificates there are, and we talked to the commission. There's really only one certificate that they do issue, and that's a certificate of convenience and necessity. Once they've issued that, then they will allow the construction to proceed. So there's really only one certificate. And there was some concern if, in fact, there were two certificates. If you look at the language in the law, it's sort of confusing. Anyway, when this bill left the Senate, it was much different than the bill that the House had passed. And there was a lot of debate here, I think good debate. And we came up with some pretty good language, I think, to provide some protection to the private property owners. And if you recall the discussion, there was one particular amendment that was sponsored by myself and my colleague from over the hill in Albany County that he failed to read. And then we came back a little later and we deleted that amendment, and we came back with what I consider a lot better amendment that he did read, Mr. President. And that's the language that went to the House. Totally different bill, really, from what they had seen, because we put in a lot of language to try to take care of an issue that's very important. And what this bill now does, members of the Senate, it allows for segments to be constructed in a transmission line. If you look at the proposed language that we now have from the conference committee, and the important thing and what the House really wanted to do is they wanted to go back to that provision of the law under F and leave the word may in there. And if you left the word may in there, you really gutted the entire amendment that the Senate had. We convinced them that that was not what we wanted to do. We wanted to leave the law as it stands. And then notwithstanding that law, we set up provisions for segment construction. And if you look at the language there, Mr. President, it may authorize the construction of segments of a transmission line before right-of-way is required for an entire transmission line provided that. So we're saying you can do this, but here's what you have to do, that the public utility has satisfied all requirements. The public utility has obtained all required right-of-way within the authorized segment. Before, the law said you had to have the right-of-way from beginning to end of the power line. Now we're saying if you're going to do a segment, you still have to have the right-of-way for that entire segment. But we further went on to say that because of the considerable discussion we had about where a segment might end, and that could be in somebody's front yard, we wanted to have some leeway so when they designed this power line that they could go around those kind of situations that occurred in Albany County where they went through WUPA and had federal condemnation and people woke up one morning and they were putting a power line in their front yard, which was a terrible thing and a terrible shock to them. So we put in the 10-mile provision. So you have a 10-mile on the advancing end. So if there's a segment, you got 10 miles, and they can adjust the path of that particular power line to try to deal with the private property owner's concerns. Then we said, but that provision would not occur if it's located entirely between substations or switching stations, between a substation, switching station, and the state line, or located entirely within federal lands. And if you look at the amendment that left here, items 4 and 5 is the same language, other than we put in the word authorized instead of that we would certify relative to providing private property owners some, if they were adversely affected, that they shall go before the commission have that opportunity to be heard. The main differences between this compromise and as the bill left the Senate are three things. One is we took out the rule and regulation provision. And if you look at the statutes 37-2-204, there's already a provision in there for the PSC to do rules and regulations relative to anything in their particular part of the statutes. The second thing we did was clean up. I mentioned that earlier where we took out the word certificate because it's confusing as to there's only one certificate, not a certificate of construction. We put in the word authorized. So once they've got their certificate of convenience and necessity, they may authorize that construction. So we put the word authorization in there and cleaned that up. The other change is to when we added the state line part of it. If you have a substation, you go to the state line, it didn't make sense to the House that we should try to hold that up for 10 miles worth of right-of-way within another state. So that made sense to me, and so we said it would be within another state. And since that 10 miles was within that other state, we allowed that provision to change. And that's
time.
The only change, and I would ask for your favorable support.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, I did not sign on the conference committee report. As a matter of fact, the changes made make it even more onerous. If you're the landowner and a power line comes through, and first of all, let me be straight up, they almost never condemn because what happens with a power line, if they have their certificate, they have the right to condemn, and they always win. So you'll pay lawyers, which we should pay lawyers once in a while, but you'll lose anyway. So you have to negotiate with them. In fact, this amendment makes it worse because part of the procedure on condemnation is you have to negotiate, quote, in good faith. Now, when they, as long as the word certificate was in there, that's part of the process. You as landowner have to show up in front of the Public Utilities Commission, whose sole job is to build these lines, and they have to hear you. But if you don't show up, you will be accused of not negotiating in good faith, in which case, when you go to, if you're going to contest condemnation, you are basically in a world of hurt, even if you've got a good lawyer. So this makes it even worse. What is authorization? Is that part of the certification process? I don't know. But I know this, if I was the landowner, and they're coming my way, I got to show up to meet that good faith criteria that's in the condemnation proceedings. The second thing is, understand what this does. This, in essence, takes a property right away. You can, as a landowner, as a surface owner, you are in a weaker position because of this. Maybe it's right. Maybe we all have to sacrifice a little bit more for private property rights so that a large power company can make a profit delivering electricity to San Diego, California. They need the electricity, no doubt. But understand that this bill provides one more obstacle into protecting your livelihood, if you're, as in my case, a rancher, one more obstacle that you have to overcome to get a fair shake from the power company that's going to come through and take your land, take your privacy, and run their crews and understand where the power line. They come on and off anytime they want. There's a road under every single power line, every single one of them. They've got a road, and they use it night or day, big trucks, little trucks, it don't matter. They have 24-hour access 365 days out of the year, and they can do as they wish in that corridor. I urge you to vote no.
Further discussion? The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, Reference Message 371, House Bill 288. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson?
No.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
No.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Honeycutt?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Massey?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross excused. Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Hines?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 19 ayes, 10 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Report on Message 371, reference to House Bill 288. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate be adjourned until 10 a.m., 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Announcements. Senator Perkins.
Mr. Chairman, I anticipate that the Conference Committee 1 on Senate File 88, message number 495, will meet upon adjournment for a few minutes. I think it'll just take a few minutes once the other side gets done. Thank you.
Senator Case.
Mr. Chairman, could I have an informal meeting with the Corporations Committee at my desk after we adjourn? They're in trouble, Mr. President.
Senator Meyer.
Madam President. Uh-oh! There's only one madam in. I'm sorry, Mr. President. Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor?
I don't know. I better
I better sit down and go back up. Huh?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Republican Conference will have a meeting at noon tomorrow in S-19, just kind of an informal get-together on party issues.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, I would request that the Revenue Committee meet at my desk upon adjournment for a very brief meeting.
You've heard the motion that the Senate stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, Thursday, March 5. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate is adjourned.